full name is.
What? Anthony B.
Batesville Westner. And you were born?
In Opelousas.
This is what? What parish?
St. Andrew Parish.
Okay. And Opelousas is?
Opelousas is name of the city.
Yeah, but this is where all the city and county.
Well, we have a district court here.
Yeah.
And district courthouse here.
Yeah. This is where all the
city. All the city activity is being done, and all the parish activity is done in this parish.
Yeah. And you were born in?
Opelousas.
And you came up, in other words, you were?
Born and reared right here.
And you have owned this for over 30 years?
30 years and 4 months now.
Okay. You want me to put restaurateur then for your occupation?
Well, I have to now. Sitting down.
And Mr. Graffanini, you are Catholic?
Yes, sir.
Always happy.
Always.
I talked with the father today and mentioned your name.
Yeah.
He's a nice man.
Thank you.
He's a good man. He said he knew. Well, when you came up here, can you tell me a little about the first house you lived in, your folks and all that?
Well, we lived in a very small home when I first was born.
Yeah.
And,
okay, well, I'm going to try and draw a picture of it. You kind of just give me a little,
all right,
little picture of what it's like. Describe everything in the
home. Yeah, all right. Well, we just had small rooms. We didn't have too much furniture for the rooms.
Yeah.
Had a bed. And in the days that I came up, we didn't have any hot water tanks like we have today. And
didn't have indoor facilities.
And no indoor facilities at all. You had to go outside. And
what'd you have?
It was an outhouse.
Yeah, you called it.
They would call it an outhouse in them days. I guess you still call them an outhouse today.
Yeah.
You don't see too many of them, but you still call them that. And had a wooden stove. But then as we grew older, we bought gas stoves and gas heaters, and we heated by the fireplace. Didn't have no heaters, we heated by the fireplace.
Yeah, now the fireplace, tell me about that. Did you have any chores pertaining to the
house? Well, we had to get the wood for the fireplace, had to cut wood. My daddy was hauling wood, and we cut it up for the fireplace and brought it in the house. We had so many pieces of wood every day to bring in the house, the children did. That was one of the chores that we had to do. And of course we help our family out a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, now, the fireplace had a smoke went up.
Well, the smoke went up the chimney through the ceiling, through the roof.
Yeah.
To the top of the building. But it was made out of brick.
And it had a what? Around down the
concrete. Concrete on the bottom. And because my daddy fixed that himself.
He did?
Yeah. And
that's right. Your father was, you said he was a
concrete man. Yeah, he was a concrete man, and then he was, he hauled wood for a living. He worked hard all his life, too, from the time he got to this country.
He was Italian.
He was Italian. He came from Salapaluta, Italy. Salapaluta, Italy. I don't know how to spell that.
Yeah.
I was going to look in my book this morning before you got here.
Uh-huh.
It's way down on the boot in Italy, way down in the southern part of it. Yeah, on the boot, in the southern part of Italy.